propagation of transverse waves in the solar chromosphere probed at different heights with ALMA subbands, by Juan Camilo Guevara Gomez et al. The Atacama Large Millimeter, Submillimeter Array, ALMA, has provided us with an excellent diagnostic tool for studies of the dynamics of the solar chromosphere, albeit through a single receiver band at one time presently. Each ALMA band consists of four subbands that are comprised of several spectral channels. To date, however, the spectral domain has been neglected in favor of ensuring optimal imaging, so that time series observations have been mostly limited to full band data products, thereby limiting studies to a single chromospheric layer. Here, we report the first observations of a dynamical event, i.e. wave propagation, for which the ALMA band 3 data, centered at 3 mm, 100 GHz, is split into a lower and an upper sideband. In principle, this approach is aimed at mapping slightly different layers in the solar atmosphere. The sideband data were reduced together with the solar ALMA pipeline, SOAP, resulting in time series of brightness temperature maps for each sideband. Through a phase analysis of a magnetically quiet region, where purely acoustic waves are expected to dominate, the average height difference between the two sidebands is estimated as 73 plus or minus 16 kilometers. Furthermore, we examined the propagation of transverse waves in small-scale bright structures by means of wavelet phase analysis between oscillations at the two atmospheric heights. We find 6% of the waves to be standing, while 54% and 46% of the remaining waves are propagating upwards and downwards, respectively, with absolute propagating speeds on the order of approximately equals 96 km per second, resulting in a mean energy flux of 3,800 W per meter squared. This was propagation of transverse waves in the solar chromosphere probed at different heights with ALMA subbands, by Juan Camilo Guevara Gomez et al.